How do you do, radio friends? This is Ben Grauer speaking to you from an upper balcony of Symphony Hall in Boston for another in our NBC series of broadcasts of rehearsals of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Our guest conductor today with the Boston Symphony is world-famed Pierre Monteur of the San Francisco Symphony. And incidentally, in his rehearsal today, Mr. Monteur brings some most unusual musical associations. But I see his bustling figure entering stage. Let's go down to listen to Mr. Monteur's greeting to the orchestra.
Good morning, gentlemen. I want to thank you very much for the concert of last night, for your nice collaboration, and for following my foolishness. Thank you very much.
And our rehearsal is about to start on the cordial, very gallant note of relationship set by Mr. Monteur with the men of the orchestra in the little speech you just heard. Now, we spoke of associations, and they're very unusual, I think you'll agree, when we remind you that Mr. Monteur was a regular conductor of the Boston Symphony back in 1920, and the piece at hand which he used to rehearse, the Sacre du Printemps, The Rites of Spring of Stravinsky, received its world premiere, its astounding iconoclastic premiere in 1914 in Paris at the hands of Mr. Monteur himself. We really have an unusual renewing of relationships then with the Boston Symphony Orchestra rehearsing Stravinsky's Rites of Spring with Pierre Monteur.
Let's go. Ah, ha, ha, bassoon, 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 two and three. Two and three. Don't you have that cue here? Number three. Number three. Let's start again. Now, let's have our mind on it. Come on. Beginning. Now listen. We have to fix some little place for the balance of it. For instance, when we start at number five, les flutes sont trop fortes. Trop fort. All the flutes are trop fort. And the hautbois, really loud. That's really, really for you. It must go a little loud. Clarinet. Too loud. All that is too loud. Let's say the number four and the horns. the first horn, just a little solo, you know, ta-ta, and the rest of the horn absolutely piano. You have that like that? At number five. Let's do that number five. So you come suddenly here and you play a little loud. Here. That is all the around him is too loud. Also the horn, the second, third, and fourth. Here. Yes, Mr. Matteo. Those three last notes. A little more spiccato and a little faster. And staccato. Yes, give that idea. I like to do the number four, please. Also, not too loud. And not too fast. Number four. Oh. Here. More staccato. Staccato. I like that to come right on time. One, two, three, four. Here, will you please, before number 13. One, two, three, four, five. Five before 13. All right. Five. Two, three, four, five. That forte, tilt, or let's say mezzo forte, not too loud. 16, and make it spiccato. 16. Those accents, you know, not to play ta 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 ta. I say event, I mean for the rhythm, not even for the dynamic. Tom, tom, pom, 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 pom. But it sounds a little tom, 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 tom. Here, 10. 19. Oh, yes, 19. Six. Yes. Yes, 19. Ah. You see, it's not quite even. I'm pom, 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 pom. Once more. And now give those accents. Not pianissimo. Listen, for everybody, at number 27, a new pianissimo for everybody except the bass flute. At 27, let's take 26, please. Ta-ta-ta-ti. Here. Consider really those two bars like a 9A. That makes ta 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 ti pa 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 pa. That makes your second beat on the C sharp. Ta 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 pa pa. And then for the first trombone, un pa 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 pa. One, two ta 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 ta. One, two ta pa 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 pa. Let's do those two bars. 39. Just for the trombone. Pa 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 pi pa pi pam. Yes. Who plays that? Yes. Let's play ta ta ti tam. Yes, once more. And not, maybe not quite so loud. Plus at ease. Ta ta pop 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 pop. Here. Yes, here you are. Here you are. 37. Boom. 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 Thank you. after your flatter tune. Ratatata. Very, very, very neat and fortissimo. Pop, 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 pop. As loud as you can, both parts. I mean, all the four of you. 40, 40. Here. Forty-six. Once more to be absolutely sure. 46, and all those ta 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 molto staccato. 46. You drag in it when you start. Go at it. I do that place again. 46. Better to do it now than tonight. Here. Second pam. Here, four viola. Know your part. Here, once more, for 50, 50. Listen, we must hear those four horns exactly the same. The fourth horn is a little weak. De pa pa pi pa 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 pi. Let me hear you. One. Good. 50. One. Let's take a few minutes.
Well, our guest conductor today in this rehearsal of the Boston Symphony, Pierre Monteux, has, as you've heard, signal a moment's rest. And, well, he might with the exacting and complicated score at hand, the Sacre du Printemps, Rite of Spring, of Igor Stravinsky, the work which made musical history when it was performed as a ballet in Paris in 1913. At that epoch-making concert, as you'll recall, the pandemonium broke loose with the impact on the audience of this, up to that time, unheard-of music with its jagged rhythms, its mechanistic accents, and its strange percussions evocative of a pagan rite or celebration. It's interesting to note that Mr. Monteux, in the rehearsal we have at hand, with this, as we say, complicated score, yet has not referred to the printed music at all. He carries it all in that capacious and prodigious musical memory of his, which goes back, of course, to the very first, the world premiere of this performance in 1913 or 14, I believe it was, in Paris. This is another in the regular NBC series of rehearsal broadcasts of the Boston Symphony, directly from Boston Symphony Hall, in which, by means of these broadcasts, we are enabled to go into the otherwise deserted auditorium, thronged as it is with musical memories, and attend at first hand the inner workings of one of the world's great musical organizations in the preparation of its concerts. Pierre Monteux, beloved conductor of the San Francisco Symphony, who is appearing as guest conductor in a series of recitals with the Boston Symphony. Well, the men have had their breather from Stravinsky, and now they will return to the Rite of Spring as we go downstage to the rehearsal with Pierre Monteux.
Le ré naturel est trop haut. Et maintenant, pas trop fort. Special effort of bass clarinet and for the cello. Make those crescendo all the time. Make those crescendo a little more. Here, 75. 75. Here. Next. he said, everybody must make a diminuendo just after the first note. They are absolutely molto diminuendo. And those mezzo forte, as I asked you before, don't play mezzo forte. Piano and diminuendo. Here, number 80. 80. Do you play that? You let the piccolo play. Well, at least you could after the listen. Yeah. Well, I know it should be played. I know. I know that part, you know. Yes, but listen. Let him play three notes and then because really it is for the oboe, not for the piccolo. 82, please. Strings at 83, absolutely nothing for the cello, for the second violin and the viola, absolutely nothing, so pianissimo, right there, 83, hardly play.
And now, friends, we are back in our balcony booth above the stage of Symphony Hall, and it's time for us to conclude another of the rehearsal broadcasts of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Most unusual one, you'll agree, today, both musically, since the work at hand is Stravinsky's Rite of Spring, Sacco di Printemps, and the association with the guest conductor who is leading this rehearsal, Pierre Monteux, who first conducted this work in its world premiere and who's also returning as guest conductor, having been regular conductor of the Boston Symphony in years back. This is Ben Grauer speaking in this series of broadcasts, which is heard weekly over most of these stations, and which we cordially invite you to join us at our next reappearance on your dial. A series produced by John Wright, which comes to you from Symphony Hall in Boston.
Nothing.